host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Cue Betty. Betty, where are you, Betty? Hello, Betty. Is Betty malfunctioning? I think Betty's malfunctioning. I don't even think I hear Joe now. Joe? Hello, Joe. Joe has gone radio silence. He waves at the audience. All right. Well, let's try this. He's gone. Is he back?
Hello.
There he is. Hello, Joe. There you are.
All right. Cue Betty.
Ooh, my diodes are ready for tonight's show. How about your diodes, you guys?
Hey, everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
You got it, Anthony.
Betty apparently is malfunctioning.
I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My diodes are sparking for tonight's episode 100 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Feeling syndicated, Eclipse Ring of Fire edition. For Monday, August 21st, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Oh, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
30 payments left. That's all we have. 30 payments left. Excuse me, everyone. I'm actually dealing with a bit of a head cold this evening, so I may be a little in and out on my muting. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently mostly cloudy. And 93 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity level of 49%, giving us a heat index of 100 degrees.
Ooh.
Yes, and it's 8 o'clock and we still have a heat index of that much. Dew point is 71 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, 10% chance of isolated showers and storms, partly cloudy with a low around 78.
Rut roll.
Tuesday, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2. Mostly sunny with a high near 94. Heat index values pushing 102 degrees. It's going to be a hot one. Overnight, a 10% chance of isolated showers and storms before 8, and then partly cloudy with a low around 79. On Wednesday, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny, high near 92. Heat index values as high as 102 degrees. Wednesday night is going to be a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 79, and that's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Wow, thanks, Betty. Hey, Anthony, August really is turning out to be a real dud in the hot weather department, but I'm still not complaining.
Maybe for you.
It's been really, really mild here in Chicago. I mean, yeah, today and yesterday the humidities were up a little bit, but overall, man, it's been pleasant. So remember, folks, if you're listening to my forecast on a recast, this weather is history.
And now, from KMDW, Chicago's Midway International Airport,
it's currently overcast at 85 degrees. The dew point is at 66 degrees, and the humidity is at 52%, giving us a heat index of 87. The winds are out of the southwest at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 22. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect showers and thunderstorms, but mainly after 3 a.m., low around 74. On Tuesday, expect showers and thunderstorms likely before 10 a.m., and a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 79. Southwest winds becoming 15 miles per hour, north to northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. On Wednesday, happy Chicagoans can expect angry, rude, and cheap-ass Chicagoans everywhere. Luckily, though, it'll be sunny, with a high near 74. Northwest winds around 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 15. On Wednesday night, expect partly cloudy, with a low around 62. And hey, Anthony, it looks like the Chicago studios can expect a really pleasant weekend, with temperatures hovering around the lower 70s. Maybe a little chance of rain on Sunday night, but that's it. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Chiampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support Kevin's music by visiting Incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Chiampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Buddy, 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 buddy out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, goodness. Still 100 episodes later, and Betty is...
still malfunctioning.
Betty is Betty. Betty will always be Betty.
She came out imperfect, and she will remain forever imperfect.
I believe
you are correct. However, that imperfection will become more solidified into an actual personality soon enough. And I'm sure I won't have to be typing any of this stuff soon enough.
That's possible.
I just feel it.
You just feel it? Do you feel it in the air tonight?
I feel it in the air.
I see.
Yeah, I've been having a cough myself, actually. It's been kind of an awkward cough. It kind of has a wheezing sound to the cough.
Maybe it's the pollution. Mine, I know mine is probably an allergy thing. I just feel like I have buckets of snot in my head, and I can't get rid of it. But hey, we made it to episode 100, and it's Happy Eclipse Day, too. So,
oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I know.
And we've got something interesting coming up in the second half of the show tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Everyone knows Ezel. If you haven't listened to the show, well, then you don't know Ezel. But anyone that listens to the show, you know Ezel. Ezel is going to do a trivia game for us a little bit later on the show tonight. He's going to offer a $25 Panera gift card to a lucky listener who can answer a question for him. But we will get to that after my news a little bit later on this evening.
Right.
Did you get to see any of the eclipse today? How was the weather for you in Chicago for that?
Well, I was actually out and about at that time during the eclipse, and the weather here in Chicago was pretty darn overcast.
Really?
Now, there were patches of time when you could catch glimpses of the sun, and there were moments when I think I saw the eclipse. But, you know, with all the clouds and the shadows and everything kind of moving around, it was really hard to tell. But you know what? I think I saw, like, every single damn eclipse in every single damn city where the totality was supposed to be really good from NASA TV.
Well, that's true, and that was
NASA
available.
NASA TV was awesome
there.
For that, yeah.
It was.
No, there was an app. There's an app if you install. It's the International Space Station HD app.
There's an app for that.
Yeah.
It's an app for everything. Now, see, here, we didn't get... I don't know. I think you probably got more of coverage than we did, possibly. I don't know how it all worked out, but we got a pretty decent percentage. And it was kind of funny. I walked out onto the back of the studios, which I don't do very often because, you know, the Chinese restaurant's next door. And I don't like to go in the alley very often. So I walk out back, and it was kind of weird. It was almost like the light was in a way, it was like going through like a polarized filter. So it's like you're standing outside and your eyes, it just felt like the light was fuzzy. Like fuzzy. You had fuzziness on your eyeballs.
Huh.
It could have been
the allergies, though.
No, because when I went back inside, it was fine, or looked inside. It was definitely the light. It was the way, because it was like dark and light, but it was this weird kind of grayscale filter type of, it was kind of cool. It was actually kind of cool, and I was able to see it, even though I'm kind of all, you know, stuffed up and stuff.
Now, my mom traveled to a point where the totality, I think, should have been close to 100%.
Oh, wow.
So I'll be excited to hear her report. I don't think she'll be calling into the show. But, Mom, if you're listening...
Should we call her? Should we call her for a mobile call-in report?
Absolutely not.
Well, we thought we'd give it a try. One day we'll call Joe's mom on the air, and it should be quite interesting. So if you are, because I know we got listeners from all around the place, some in the country, some out of the country, but if you've experienced or want to share your eclipse stories with us, give us a call, 813-327-8566, 813-327-8566. We'll take your call. Well, Betty will take your call. She'll pop you over to us, and we can chat about the eclipse or just about anything. I mean, you know, hey, that's how it kind of goes. We're in the TP segment. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
And just to kind of close out this coverage of the eclipse, apparently Tom Skilling cried during the eclipse.
Did he really?
Yes.
That's kind of severe.
It was such an emotional... and, you know, I guess it was an emotional moment for a lot of people.
Really?
Yes, it was like some kind of crazy emotional moment for a lot of people.
Huh.
And I don't know if that just kind of falls into all of the astrological and things that people kind of place importance to in terms of myth and symbology and all of that.
Possible. Could be crazy woo-woo-ness.
Crazy woo-woo-ness.
Crazy woo-woo-ness.
Yeah.
Skilling cried. Did he cry because he enjoyed some eclipse corn?
Eclipse corn, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that I found on some CNBC site. It's chocolate drizzled banana kettle corn. Poppington's popcorn. Poppington's.com.
I see.
Yes.
So we're plugging them now. Okay, I see. All right, then.
Any source of listenership we can get.
All right.
Oh, where did I go? Oh, there we are.
So, Joe, what were you doing all day?
Well, I was cleaning. I was going to FedEx to mail off a package to the Tampa studios.
I see. You gotta skip that one, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, some things will just go into the RadioForAll.net files.
That's true. How was Merchandise Mart? Tell us about your experience at Merchandise Mart.
Well, you know what? I actually, for some reason, I became very focused. However, I made sure to sit in spots where I could see lots of activity. And let me tell you, it was a haven of beautiful and grotesque people all at once.
Beautiful and grotesque people yes. all at once. How about that? That sounds quite exciting.
So, you know, but give us a call, folks. We want to hear your experiences about anything that you did today. Especially today,
champagne.
Because today was the great eclipse of 2017.
And our 100th episode.
And our 100th episode.
I mean,
we've just rolled over the odometers. We are now three digits long in age.
Did you imagine we'd get it to 100 episodes?
You know what? This is sort of like that one life goal that maybe we'll achieve.
Getting 420 episodes.
Yes.
It's on the bucket list. It's on the bucket list, ladies and gentlemen.
And here's the thing, you know, the equipment will change a little bit, but the content will stay the same.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. Who knows? Did you know Jerry Lewis is dead?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did
today.
You know that's... Jerry Lewis was not dead before he was dead?
You know what? All of those stars, like whatever happened to Jessica Fletcher, or no, wait, Angela Lansbury. There
Jessica
we go.
Fletcher. Angela, should we Google search it?
Angela Lansbury.
Is it Angela Lansbury or is it Jessica Fletcher?
Angela Lansbury.
Are we sure it's Angela Lansbury or Jessica Fletcher?
She was all the rage during Fantasia back in the 2000s. And then you got Betty White, although I think Betty is still doing stuff. Uh-oh.
She's still 90. She is 91 years old. Angela Lansbury.
Uh-oh, we have messages coming through.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
Oh, no. Betty White is 95.
This is a nice eclipse photo I just got from a listener.
Are you going to share it on our face place?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my. Is it one of those? I see. What is that? Keep moving. It's kind of not in focus. I really can't. Oh, my goodness. I see what it is.
Thank you, listener,
for sending Joe pornographic pictures during the broadcast.
But in the theme of eclipse.
Something like that, yeah, exactly.
What's going on with the bell?
I don't know, I think you got the bell a little excited there.
Anyways, so that was enough eclipse fun for tonight. Thank you,
enough
listener.
Eclipse. Hey, did you know Jerry Lewis is dead?
Yeah, we were just mentioning that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So what's up with this Amy Mellon thing? This is kind of cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about that for a brief moment, and then I'll have you pull the news wheel.
Okay.
Yeah, she's apparently now Amy Mellon has a there's an article that was written about her on Dope Magazine. In fact, I'm on my way as we speak to post this on our Facebook page.
Oh, you were? Oh, good thing I didn't do it, because I was just about to do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go post this on our Facebook page, because we love Amy Mellon. Amy is our... my face place is broken.
Yes. And you know what? This is nice. Maybe now I can follow Amy in a different way, because you know what, folks? I myself, my Facebook Chip Skipper page is still out there. But I don't really look at it too much because, I don't know, it's like I'm sick and tired of seeing
Chip Skipper
life
doesn't
in
do
such
too
a way.
Well with Facebook. Which
you know,
is understandable.
Facebook orders things in such a way that makes you feel like shit sometimes, and I don't like that.
I think that's the whole point of Facebook.
Well, I don't like that.
My slipper under
the desk. Oh, no. Slipper lossage on the show.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure I got it out from underneath the desk before one of the cleaning.
Ooh, I'm ready to pull that wheel.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and give the wheel a spin there? All right, go ahead. Nope, wrong one. Hold on. No, wait. No, all right, hold on. Okay. I think the wheel's gone out of control.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh. All right, so our random news item of the week comes from WFTV Channel 9 Orlando News. An Orlando couple was transporting a barbecue grill inside of their SUV. The propane tank was still attached to the grill. Unknown to the occupants, possibly due to the lack of any sense of smell because of the wife's heavy smoking habit, the propane tank was left open and the grill was turned on. The driver's wife lit a cigarette in the car around 3:25 p.m. That's also the time when 911 was called because the propane tank exploded. But the Kia continued to travel west on Colonial until it crashed into a utility pole. The couple's injuries are not life-threatening, police said. The vehicle was severely damaged. Did you see a picture? Did you see the picture of the vehicle? You should click on the link and look at the vehicle.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insanity.
That is just absolutely crazy.
Is that foam inside the car from whatever method they used to get out the fire?
No, I think that's probably the airbag.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a huge airbag.
Well, it's the side curtain airbag.
Oh. Yeah, how about that? Isn't that crazy?
Craziness.
What's craziness? Okay, so that's your random news wheel. All
right. Bye, random news wheel.
Bye, random news wheel. All right, and I guess, you know what? Hey, Joe, what's new in the news?
And now for the news.
Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking, and get a load of these news stories, dumbass. Ooh. But I guess if that's your desires and dreams, who am I to judge? By our friend Ben Hooper. So this is out of UPI, of course, August 2nd. A Virginia football player who won a $100,000 lottery jackpot.
Ooh.
Using his grandma's license plate number, said all he bought was a pair of designer flip-flops. Chester, a cornerback for the University of Somewhere, said he's held on to most of his prize money from the $100,000
University
jackpot.
Of Somewhere.
He won in late June from the Virginia Lottery, except for one extravagant purchase. Oh, yeah. I bought some Gucci flip-flops, Chester told the Washington Post after day three of training camp on Monday. Davis didn't reveal how much he spent on the fancy footwear, but Gucci's website lists the flip-flops as starting at $320. The freshman player said he used the numbers of his grandmother's license plate to win the Cash 5 drawing. Later that day, my grandma called me and she was like, "Grandson, my tags came up."
My.
"Your tags? What do you mean? Can you please go read the numbers of the Virginia Lottery site?" So she did that and I read them to her and she said, "How do you know?" I said, "Granny, this is the ticket I bought today." From that point on, that day was just like a movie. Davis said he checked with the school's compliance department to make sure his jackpot didn't violate any NCAA rule.
It's fuck good. That shit. That's $100,000 jackpot. How much was it? $100,000?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, it's basically luck, and they can't legislate luck.
There you go.
Moving along.
I'm looking for my cursor. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh, there it is. There we go.
Chickens. There has to be... You know what? I'm going to always try to find a chicken story. Maybe I will try to make this an ongoing feature. Why not? Ha ha ha. From our friend Daniel Uria. August 18th, a bed and breakfast in Scotland fitted a group of chickens with high visibility vests to help them cross a local road.
That's ridiculous.
Glen Sheeling House shared video Friday of a pair of chickens wearing bright pink vests as they strolled across the rainy street. Louise, owner of the Perthshire Bed and Breakfast, told STV she has 14 hens and a few have a tendency to wander off the property.
They
normally stay in the garden, but a couple of them like to go for a wee wander down the path. They're cruising. They're looking for outdoor sex. And sometimes
is that what the chickens are looking for, Joe?
I just thought it would be a little bit of fun. And it would keep the hens safe. So
okay.
I put some vests on the wanderers. So Luis hopes the vests will help drivers spot the chickens and encourage them to slow down. She also printed the phrase, "fried chicken."
Ooh, fried chicken. Fried chicken. Who doesn't like fried chicken? I love fried chicken.
To advertise her business and let people know where to return the chickens if they stray too far.
I was wondering, maybe the high vis vests on the chickens make them more of a target, possibly, you know,
for
someone that's looking on some chickens.
I'd be bringing it in saying, "Where's the fryer?"
Yeah, where's the fryer? I think Betty did that once during weekday rush hour.
But, you know, I like windfalls, especially when they're in my favor.
Who doesn't?
I wish, you know, I got to find a way to get in touch with Ben Hooper. We got to get him on the show.
Maybe, or he's going to sue us for using all this stuff. I don't know. That might be a Pandora's box we don't want to open quite yet.
Maybe I'll ask a lawyer first. Maybe I'll call one of those
Joe
attorneys
asks
on TV.
A lawyer. Call 1-800-ASK-GARY.
I'll call one of those mesothelioma lawyers.
Can I talk to Ben Hooper? Ooh, what? What the hell's wrong with you?
Anyways, a United States woman's attempt to cash in a winning lottery ticket for $3,000, failed for an unexpected reason. And that's because her prize was actually $30,000.
Holy shitballs.
Allison of some city in some state, USA.
Some city! I see.
Said she scratched off her bonus crossword ticket from the Sun State Lottery and was excited to see that she had won some money. I went home and I was scratching off the ticket and I saw that I had 9 words crossed off. So I realized I won $3,000 and I was super excited.
That is super exciting.
Allison said she ran into an unexpected hiccup, however, when she tried to have her winnings verified at a local lottery office.
Uh-huh.
What? There's like local lottery offices?
Uh-huh.
What's a local lottery office?
Your local convenience store.
She said the woman at the counter told her that the ticket was worth 10 times the $3,000 prize she had been expecting. When the lady handed the ticket back to me, I was shaking, Allison said. She was like, are you going to pass out? I guess Allison's ticket was the 40th of 91 available 30,000 top prizes
wow.
in the bonus crossword game.
Wow.
I've always had big dreams of getting a big winner like this, she said. And now she has. And that's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
Well, thanks, Joe. We actually got a few minutes.
Do we now?
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes and 40 seconds until we go into break here.
We need to update our time. Seriously, we do.
Yeah, well, you know. So, but yeah, I guess we could go into break.
I got to say, the news never gets boring. That's what I can say. Let me pull up some things. And, you know, folks, if you've got some interesting wisdoms or advice or you want to tell me something or you want to tell the world anything, give us a call. 813-327-8566.
Yeah. 813-327-8566. Phone lines are open. We are going to go to a break really soon. Or did you have something?
Swiss supermarket introduces mealworm insect burgers. A Swiss supermarket chain announced it will soon start selling an unusual beef substitute burger patties made from mealworms.
Uh-huh.
Grocery chain Coop announced 7 of its locations in Switzerland will become the first stores to offer manufactured Isento's insect burgers, as well as a meatball-like insect balls, starting next Monday. Both products contain ground-up mealworms as their source of protein.
Ooh.
The bug burgers also contain rice, carrots, various spices for flavor. They are expected to sell for $9.25 for a package of 2 patties.
Hey, Joe, put a couple of patties on that wheel over there and give it a spin.
Ooh, Karuja.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. We are currently at the
Here they go. If you want to be part of our in-studio audience for our 100th episode, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Tickets are available until July 31st, 2017. thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted on-air spelled with an F for fuck it, chicken exploding 128 64 kilobit per second streaming experience? Visit chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We're going to be back in, I don't know, like 4 minutes if I can find the studio cat. We have a cat in the studio?
We do.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you ran off.
I found the card.
Yay. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
After you take away the bread, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise, what have you got? Well, with Oscar Mayer Bologna, you've got meat, and lots of it. Cuts from the beef brisket, chuck, round, and flank. Cuts of pork side and shoulder, never cereal or filler. Oscar Mayer Bologna. The beginning of a beautiful sandwich.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Please wait. Loading data crystal 9. Please wait. Enable HTML input. Data crystal 9. Hashtag poop pow wow. Hashtag hash browns. Hashtag tasty yummy. Start memo. Memo sequence number Z577N2GS8LFXCPZ8 subject. CAR policy change. Date 1,495,384,103. Memo. Part 1100100. Rejoice. Server programming will commence that will remove the Shoutcast monetization cards from triggering ads because it don't pay shit, and the IRS may not like it. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Memo. Part 1100101. Rejoice. Server programming will commence so that the only tracks that will play during regular programming blocks will be weather cards and local ad cards. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Buddy, buddy, buddy out. End memo. Please wait. Closing socket 1101011101. Goodbye.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa? For those Tampa nights.
Betty, 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 Betty,
Betty. Ooh, Betty.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live, Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Betty.
Q Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's Crazy Florida News next. But first I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. According to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like that National Eclipse Day, but only in 2017, National Brazilian Blowout Day, National Spumoni Day, National Senior Citizens Day. Hey all you wonderful old people and those that blew their diodes out looking directly at the sun without your ESO 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, dash, 2. Certified glasses. Go grab your bong switches so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Patty.
You got it, Anthony.
Is that really the ISO, the actual ISO certification?
Yes.
12312-2?
Yep.
That's quite exciting.
Yes.
Now that's kind of awesome. Good for
they're
you.
Like, they're, I guess it's the same kind of glass that welders use.
Yeah, I saw that. Saw that people were using like welding goggles. And that worked just as well, apparently. As long as it was like specific level.
It was kind of funny, though. They're like, don't wear these glasses when you're driving.
No, you can't see anything. Anywhere. Yes. When you put them on, you can't see shit. So please don't wear them when trying to perform daily activities. All right. Well, it looks like we're about time.
Ooh, we have a listener comment.
Uh-oh, what's our listener comment?
National Senior Citizen Day. Hashtag Gray Pride. Woot!
Oh, goodness. I guess I have to do that, don't I? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And, folks, you know what? This is a great feature that I think we need to implement maybe going forward.
What's our feature?
You know, we can take listener comments via our chat functionality on our webpage. So if you go to our webpage, www.shyampa.info, you can hop on and or you can send us a Twitter message. Twitter
really?
Is awesome.
I'm on the webpage now. Hold on. Well, it's taking a while to get up. Jesus Christ, this thing is taking forever to load. What the fuck?
Oh, it loads quickly for me. However, the chat functionality seems to be el blanco. So, yes. So I'm not sure what that's all about right now, but it seems to be taking forever to load up. Oh, wait, here we go. It's loading. Yes, see, you don't even have to log in. You can just start typing, and it'll just say guest.
Chickens and buttholes.
Guest.
All right.
Guest 988, by the way.
Guest, are you guest 988?
Yes.
I changed my name to Anthony.
I don't want to be guest. You know what? Maybe I could be guest 3829. Uh-oh.
What?
All right.
Don't lose your trajectory.
Oh, yes. So WFTS Tampa Bay brings us our first news story of the night. It tells us about a Florida man in Crestview who was living the Florida lifestyle like a boss. Ooh. Matthew was living the Florida lifestyle and tripping balls when he allegedly broke into a fenced-in area and used a forklift to cause more than $100,000 in damage to a liquor store that was under construction. Witnesses called 911 and police went to the construction site. The police report states that Matthew, armed with a forklift, and then aimed it towards the officers, who subsequently stopped him at gunpoint. Police quoted Matthew as identifying himself as Alice in Wonderland, blaming the attack on a hookah-smoking caterpillar, and saying that he had a problem with building a place to sell alcohol. Matthew faces grand theft, felony, and other charges, and court record shows that he is currently not represented by an attorney. Caterpillar. Yeah, hookah-smoking caterpillar. Yeah, he was living the Florida lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Oh, fast food behaving badly. That has to be a new section.
Oh, boy.
I think. It's becoming a new section.
Fast food behaving badly.
You know, really, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with people? Our next story comes from WPLG Miami-Dade Channel 10 News and continues to highlight Florida's trend of amusexual fast foodies behaving badly. Did you know fast foodies is a term?
Yep, I've heard that before. Just like alt-left and alt-right and...
I mean,
you know,
a fast foodie. That really, what is it? But you're a connoisseur of fast food. Yeah. What the fuck is a connoisseur of fast food?
Well, think about it though. You get all sorts of like hot dog joints across the nation and burger joints, and some of them, you know, you can make a living out of traveling to each one and considering yourself a foodie of that particular genre.
I don't know. I don't necessarily know if like the
it's
hot dog
ridiculous.
Joints and stuff fit underneath the fast foodie thing, but maybe they do. I don't know.
You know, I'm sure there's a TV show for it on the Food Network channel or something.
I'm sure there is. There has got to be. Of course.
But you're right though. It does become ridiculous because especially when you add the word amosexual to it.
Amosexual. Yes. Yes. Well, you'll see what I'm talking about. Delray Beach police said that Jerry was a passenger in a car at a drive-thru when the driver, who was ordering food at the intercom, became upset with the employee who was taking his order. Apparently, the McDonald's did not have any ice cream, which greatly upset Michael. These millennials, I tell you. Jerry decided to be a good friend and was going to show those minimum wage clowns just how important ice cream was to his friend Michael. Sounds like we might have a bit of a bromance brewing here. An employee watched Jerry get out of the front passenger seat and go into the trunk to remove what appeared to be a rifle. The employees rushed into the bathroom to hide and called 911. Police viewed surveillance video and confirmed the employee's account of what had happened. Jerry admitted that Michael had asked him to get the stick from the trunk after the dispute about the ice cream. Jerry said he had put the gun between his legs in the front seat. Maybe Michael wanted him to grab a different stick. Jerry was arrested on charges of improper exhibition of a firearm and being an amusexual and for general stupidity. Yeah, right? I mean, this is really over a fucking ice cream machine?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, just go to another McDonald's.
Go to Daisy Q. Or Daisy Q.
Dairy Queen. Daisy Q?
Dairy Queen.
There you go. But, I mean, like, whatever.
I get you. I totally get you. booty boop booty boop boop booty. Yeah.
I was trying to finish that M&M before I continued.
Sexy.
Sometimes eating and broadcasting can be difficult.
I know.
Especially when doing it at the same time. Mm. It's time for our Florida Nakedness Story of the Night, which is brought to us by the Florida Sun Sentinel.
Sentinel.
It tells us that was central for you. Woo.
Ooh, I like the name of the story, too.
Wow. Mm. Cheap champagne. Let me tell you, cheap champagne. Cheap champagne.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Okay, so anywho, it tells us about a man who simply couldn't keep his hands off himself. Police said Juan, 36, who was a patient at the Apopka show. Watch out. I gotta warn the staff over there. The Apopka, Florida hospital kept touching himself in front of patients and staff despite repeated attempts from nurses and security officers to get him to stop. When Juan finally pulled his pants up and buckled his belt, police said, he lunged at the security officer. As Juan and the security officer struggled, they both fell onto a bed set up in the hallway. The guard was able to handcuff one of his arms, but Juan punched him on his head and shoulders with his other hand.
You know, all Juan wanted to do was touch himself.
I touch myself. Wasn't that a Madonna song? Was that Madonna or Cyndi Lauper? That was Madonna, wasn't it?
No, I touch myself.
Who sung, I touch myself when you hear me?
No, I know, I know.
That was Madonna, wasn't it?
No, no, it was some crazy weirdo person.
No, no.
If you know the name and artist, the name of the artist, give us a call at 813-327-8566. It was one of those 90s stars, that's for sure.
Shut up.
Divinalis.
Divinalis.
D-I-V-I-N-Y-L-S. I touch myself.
There we go. So Joseph, a nurse who had witnessed the scuffle, tried to help restrain Juan, but got tangled up in the fight. Joseph spit out blood and had teeth knocked out by Juan, according to reports. Michael, another nurse who witnessed Juan's fully exposed penis, said his patient was eventually restrained both physically and chemically. Juan was being held with up to $2,950 bond at the Orange County Jail and faces charges of aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, brawling in a public, and indecent exposure of sexual organs. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience?
Hi!
Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woo. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Can you believe we actually still have listeners?
How many do we have?
A few.
Just out of curiosity. Good.
We have a few.
Good.
We have more than a bread box.
It's time for Two for Tuesday.
And cheap champagne. Happy 100th anniversary.
Champagne. Yay.
Yes, thank you.
Oh. So, Extreme Tacos. Ooh,
we got a phone call.
Telephone call. Yay.
All right, let's grab this. And then we'll talk
Taco
later.
Bell now has a naked egg taco, folks. It's weird. It's crazy. We'll talk about it later.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Do you want to talk about Extreme Tacos? Oh,
hey.
It's Ezel. It's Ezel.
Ezel.
It's the Raiders, Ezel Magadu.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm telling you. It's crazy out here. You
Is
know,
it now?
Today, oh, man. Oh, man. I'm telling you. You know, when that eclipse happened, all the beasts quit working, man. They said, oh, half day today. Must be a holiday or something.
You know? Hopefully just for this one new year.
It's great. But anyway, I got this idea today. I was sitting around and, you know, just meditating. I was meditating and, you know, doing other things, you know. And I come up with this idea for your 100th birthday. What is that in dog years? Is that 100 in dog years? Or
I think it's like 800 or something.
800, okay. Well,
I think, don't you like multiply it by 8 or something like that?
Yeah, it's like 7 years. Every,
yeah, 7 or 8.
Every human year times.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you made 800 years. I hope anybody can make 800 years.
We didn't even make 100 years.
I came up with this idea today for you guys for your 100th birthday there.
Okay.
And we sat down and thought about this, and I said, you know what? We're going to play a little Jeopardy here on the Chiamba Radio Show.
Ooh, I love Jeopardy.
We should pull in some Jeopardy music or something. I don't know. But anyway.
Hold on. Wait, Ezel. Give the wheel a spin.
Yeah, give the wheel a spin. I don't know. But anyway, what I came up with, I got a...
There goes the wheel!
There's the wheel!
We gotta get that fixed one of these days. Alright, there's some game show music for you, Ezel.
Alright, great. So anyway, I came up with this idea. I got this offer. I got a $25 gift certificate for one of your callers. And of course, I'm excluded. I can't play. But I got a question here, and if somebody could call in by the end of the show and come up with the answer, we're going to send them $25 gift certificate to Panera or something like that.
All right,
that,
there we go. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, here, let's put it out there, and Anthony, you see what kind of, or Joe, see what kind of calls you get. If you get a right answer, we'll give them the certificate here. You got to get at least 4 or 5 of the answers, okay? And the question is, what do honeybees produce, okay? Now, all they right. produce seven items a honeybee can produce, and you could come up with maybe 4 or 5, you win. So I'm going to leave the air here. And, hold on a second.
Well, yeah,
hold
you get on. That hit before you go.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So anyway, if you can monitor the calls, and if we get a winner, boy, we're gonna see. Now you gotta know what they produce. So everybody get on their computer, start googling, see what you come up with.
Okay.
So what you give about right. 10 minutes? 10 minutes? 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, that'll work, man.
All right.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
come up with an answer, man, and then we'll do it. But you guys are in charge here.
All right.
Go ahead and take over the show and see what you get, okay?
That sounds good. All I know right. we got some listeners out there. So name at least 5 things that honeybees produce in 10
yes,
minutes.
They produce them, yeah.
And you will...
Massive producers.
And you will win a $25 Panera gift certificate courtesy of Ezel for nice. 100
That's
episode.
Right, Ezel and his bees.
Ezel
right.
and his
Thank
bees.
Thank you, Ezel.
813-327-8566.
I gotta go now. You let me know.
All right, Ezel. We will let you know.
We right. will let you know.
Okay.
Bye, Ezel.
Right. Thanks a lot. Bye. We'll call you later.
So that was right. awesome.
Yes, that was fantastic. Awesome. So Ezel's offering. Ezel. So name 5 things. 5 things, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
That honeybees
what do honeybees produce?
So we're giving you 10 minutes. 10 minutes. So we're gonna go into our little talking points here.
And you know what? I'm gonna add an added bonus to that.
Oh, we have a bonus.
Yes, I am going to throw in a $15 gift certificate to my other establishment if you get all 7.
Ooh!
Correct.
Oh wow! There we go.
So give us a call at 813-327-8566 with your answer. You can leave it with us live, or you can leave it with Betty. Uh-oh, my phone is buzzing. Something's
right.
buzzing.
So if you get 5, you get the $25 gift certificate from Ezel for Panera, and if you get all 7,
then you will get that gift certificate plus whatever Joe just offered. And the cheap champagne made me forget your gift certificate for your establishment, correct?
Was gift certificate for Orange Restaurant in Chicago.
See, there you go. So give us a call. You got about 10 minutes, a little bit less than 10 minutes now.
Now, wait, is this contest good for even after if they don't call or during the show?
No, just 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes.
Oh.
It's just 10 minutes right now. So if you missed us, that's, you know.
Well, if you get all seven right, I'll just say this much. I'll still give you the gift certificate if you give us that call before we start the broadcast of episode 101.
Okay, so Joe's giving you a little bit of extra room there. Ezel gives you 10 minutes. You got till the end of the episode with Ezel if you want the $25 gift certificate for Panera. And then, of course, Joe will give you until next week to get his thing. So, what name five or seven, if you want Joe's thing, seven things that honeybees produce. So, and you were talking about extreme tacos, and I don't think honeybees produce extreme tacos.
No, and I don't think they produce eggs in the taco terms. Anyways, it's the naked egg taco. I guess the egg replaces the shell. And it's quite an interesting looking thing. I'm not exactly sure if I would eat this, although I might. It might be a reason to try out Taco Bell. I'm always looking for unique farts.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh, that felt good. and you know, terrible. As soon as the page opened up, I let that one out. It must be a sign that I must go try it.
My goodness. Yeah, I'm but kind of afraid.
It's pretty good.
I'm afraid of Taco Bell. Taco Bell scares me.
Well, they've actually been up there in the innovative scales, according to the trade papers that I read.
I see.
So, and this is actually pretty innovative. Now, obviously, you're not touching the whole thing. I mean, I guess you could if you wanted to, but it's got a little plastic or paper sheath. So you're not touching the naked egg.
That's a good idea, because that can be very, very unsanitary.
Well, especially because of the employee situation, too. But I guess they're offering it in bacon, and it's got diced potatoes and egg and cheese, or you can get it in sausage. So that actually might put Taco Bell on the map for breakfast, especially in hotels or restaurants.
So what time is Taco Bell opening in the morning now, then?
That is a good question. The story doesn't say. But the Naked Taco will be available starting August 31st, and it will be $1.99 each.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite exciting.
In other news, a lawsuit claims a rodent was baked into a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
You know, I saw that.
That's gross.
I saw something about that. That was quite interesting.
That's gross.
Yeah, my trending thing was the solar eclipse, because that's really solar all I could find eclipse. That was trending. But we kind of talked that out already.
I know. Uh-oh. I've been handed this slip of paper.
What do you have?
Well, apparently, Roger, oh, yes. Breaking news!
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Roger almost didn't make it. He had an emergency robodectomy that Anthony had no fucking clue about. But he does now. Anyway, while Roger was here, he was masquerading as the cat litter removal circuits for the Chicago studio. Apparently the cats pissed on his big lobe circuits and the cats zapped and zinked a few times. Well, after calling the Bargatron Robotics Company, I had Roger shipped off parcel post COD for repair. Roger's coming back tonight, in fact, but don't let him know that I find he's getting pretty annoying. He's costing us a lot of money these days, and we haven't even finished paying him off yet. Don't you say a word, Betty. We barely made one payment on you of the past 30 or so payments we have yet to make.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So they, like, took this plastic thing. And they inserted it, and it was amazing. Oh, hello, everyone. We're back.
We were talking about fleshlights before that breaking news segment.
Oh, we were? Oh, I thought I was talking about something else, but that's the point. So, Yeah, apparently Roger had some issues. Send get well cards to 123 Henny Street, FamousTownUSA.com. Do you have a favorite strain, Joe?
Favorite strain? Not really, because...
Oh, my goodness.
And
the ugly lights are going.
What the hell? That was fast.
We run out of time so quickly here on the Joe and Anthony Show. And unfortunately, no one is called in on the bee thing. So Joe's giving you until next episode to give us a call. Ezel gave you until the close of the show. So we're sorry, but you've missed out. So anywho, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. And I need to wrap this up soon because the entire production crew just left for our 100th episode party. And they haven't told me exactly where it's at yet.
I wasn't even invited.
You were. I wasn't invited either. What the fuck? I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
You can make your... Wait.
No, that's my part.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show at Sniper Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Make your morning commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And Joe wants me to tell you that she's got an automated pussy. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern because we have nothing else to put in that slot. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. And hey, I just wanted to take a moment to stray from the script to say thank you awesomely so much to the guys at WRFU and to the guys at the World Labor Hour. You guys do such an awesome job giving us a plug. Thank you. I love it.
If you want to be part of our studio audience for our 100th episode, give us a call at 813-327-8566 before July 31st, 2017 to be part of our in-studio audience. I think we were supposed to run that promo earlier.
Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure to tune in on your mobile, your tablet, even your Celica phone, too, to our 24-hour internet station, Chiampa Radio. That's CHIAMPARadio.com. We have the most current broadcast schedule there. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Chiampa Radio and also at Twitter.com/Chiampa Radio.
We made it. We survived. We're syndicated. Somewhere. I think we're kind of syndicated on archive.org. We got to send
Are
an
we?
Email. I think we got to send an email.
Do we?
Yeah.
Because there is no feature or functionality to automatically convert
anything
into a collection.
You have to contact them, and they make a collection.
And I am so confused.
I am too, but that's all right.
But I have wine in my hand, and that makes everything better.
I've been drinking cheap champagne. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in for our 100th episode tonight. We plan to be back next Monday. Who the fuck knows? Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go blowing all of your lottery winnings on high visibility vests for your chickens, traveling in an exploding SUV while grabbing your junk in the ER. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a not-so-brand-new episode of This Way Out with a C for compelling.
And I don't think we have the right Betty end, so fuck
wait,
it.
Wait.
Yeah,
wait.
Go, Roger. Get that car moving up.
This station
right
is being
us.
Brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.